You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and now it's time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer. Matt, it's great to have you back.
Hi, Hal. Nice to speak to you again.
And we're starting with lots of work in Northern Ireland this week around the Northern Ireland Counselling Project Insight launch.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really pleased about this. It's something we launched this week in Northern Ireland, in Belfast. It's the Northern Ireland Counselling Insight Project, where we launched that with 50 stakeholders and our own team and some other partners at a theatre in Belfast last week. And at its core, at its most simplest, it's a project over 2 years to deliver accredited training for those who provide counselling within an education setting. And what we will do is we will train all those practitioners over Northern Ireland to be upskilled, to understand the emotional impact of sight loss on children and young people, so they can effectively support them better, you know, through an education setting. And we know how vital that is, because we know the education attainment gap that exists between, you know, visually impaired students and sighted students. You know, we're doing a lot around the curriculum framework, which we've talked about many times on Connect Radio. And that's almost been a year now that we've launched that. But this is another great initiative to provide just another layer of support and give sort of VI children, you know, every chance. And we're delighted to have very strong relationships in Northern Ireland actually to get this away. So we've got some, a grant of about £80,000 from, the Department of Health's Mental Health Fund, which has been administered by the Community Foundation Northern Ireland. And, you know, again, reflecting really strong relations we have in the VI sector, we're working with Guide Dogs Northern Ireland on this one. And we've developed that training course in conjunction with them. So, you know, really pleased that we've launched that this week. It's been a really good project, very smooth. You know, we're going after a really good target and, you know, delighted that our great team in Northern Ireland have been working on this and helping us sort of get it away.
And RNIB, as ever, working on a lot of campaigns to make life better for blind and partially sighted people across the UK. And now we're also continuing the work with the Electoral Commission as well.
Yeah, we've talked a lot on this programme about, you know, all the work we've done on voting, you know, getting visually impaired people to be able to sort of vote in secret and have the necessary sort of processes and equipment and support and knowledge from electoral officers. We did a lot through last year to get the bill modified through the House of Lords with a number of supportive lords, and that's great. As ever, you know, once you've won one battle, another one sort of opens up. So the next one is to make sure that legislation is then properly implemented by the Electoral Commission. And there was a sense that things weren't maybe going with the alacrity we might have wanted. So we have engage them with some robust communications and some campaigning and some media about not doing it and the risks of not doing it. And we have a meeting this week with them, with the Chief Exec of the Electoral Commission tomorrow. I'm meeting him with a few of the team, and they seem to have responded very well and said they're going to do everything that we wanted, which is great. But let's see tomorrow with the meeting. And of course, you know, the proof of the pudding's in the eating, that, you know, when we get round to the next set of elections, you know, all the practicalities and the principles that we've agreed through the legislation and with them are properly delivered, and that the experience for, you know, visually impaired voters is as good as it can be and as good as it should be to enable them to vote in secret. So, yeah, I mean, I'm delighted the Electoral Commission seemed to have responded well. Let's see tomorrow. But again, it's a sign of, you know, the RNIB being a very relevant partner and having traction and insight to get things done. So I'm actually very pleased with how things have evolved, you know, since the start of the year on this one.
And we talk about partnership working. RNIB now getting more opportunity to work out in society again, especially now as we move into 2023. I understand there are some exciting corporate events coming up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm very keen that we use our corporate partnerships as well as we can. I, you know, corporate partnerships aren't a dirty word. You know, a lot of corporations, a lot of businesses are desperate to actually play their part in society, you know, and do the right thing by, you know, their customers, their employees, you know, their supply chains. And so, you know, actually, you know, many want to listen to us out of what we've got to say, particularly clearly around visual impairment, and do the right thing. And we've spoken on this program many times about various initiatives we've had on innovation and design, you know, tech development with a variety of partners. So we're trying to sort of really sharpen this. So we've got an event planned in a couple of weeks where we're bringing about 65 of our key corporate partners together for an event in London. It's a lunch, really, but it gives us a platform to be able to talk to them, you know, give an overview about the RNIB, give a really updated sense of our purpose and mission to them. They really sort of get what we're doing. And then we've got a combination of some staff sort of presentations on things we're doing in the organization, but also, and it's really important, their combined presentations with ourselves working with some of the, you know, having worked with some of the corporate partners to show what we're doing and show the rest of the room how we can have a really beneficial sort of two-way relationship to deliver some really good development. So the three partnerships that we're going to be sort of talking to and presenting on the day will be with Sky around tech, with Kellogg's, you know, to talk around packaging and accessible packaging and comms, and then with Tesco's talking around employment, with representatives from all those companies coming along with us to talk to the room and get the point across. And I'd hope at the end of the day, you know, we've got a really heightened sense of belief and understanding, you know, in our mission and purpose, and also, you know, some practical actions we can take with most of the room on next steps to, you know, improve their operations and services and communications to make life better for blind and partially sighted people. So yeah, really excited about that. It's great to get it away quite at the start of 2023.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about that in the coming weeks. Of course, the helpline is still available for any questions you might have about RNIB services or information. You can call 0303 123 9999. Matt Stringer, Chief Executive of RNIB, thanks again for your time this week. Always great to catch up. I look forward to speaking to you next time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, as ever, Hal, my pleasure, and look forward to coming down and seeing you in Cardiff at some point. So good to see you.